There were deep thinkers, authors, scientists, the usual suspects. Yeah, that's you, Al Gore. They were all in attendance at the 2008 TED Conference, which stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. It just wrapped up in Monterey, California. It's a meeting of the minds and those who have $6,000 to attend to discuss ideas and watch presenters communicate their big ideas in just 18 minutes. Ideas like the one Josh Klein had to harness the cognitive abilities of crows.
So I'm going to talk first about why crows are better than flying monkeys, and then I'm going to tell you how to train them to do your bidding, since that's a burning question in all of our minds.
I don't know. Flying monkeys are pretty great at doing your bidding, especially when you want some shoes.
Take special care of those ruby slippers. I want those most of all. Now fly! Fly!
Josh,
that makes me scared. That
makes a pretty good case that the birds may, you know, be your better bet than a flying monkey. Never really seen one of those anyway. Josh Klein, self-described hacker of technology, social networks, and otherwise unexploited systems, joins us now. Hi, Josh.
Hey there.
So you presented at TED. Explain to us what exactly you invented that uses the smarts of crows.
Well, it's a vending machine. So it trains crows to pick up change off the ground that they find just lying around and then deposit it in exchange for a peanut.
First of all, crows like peanuts?
Well, they like anything they can get, really.
Now, explain to me the Skinnerian training principles that you use, the reward methodology.
Well, this actually started because it turns out that Skinnerian training has sort of evolved into something called clicker training, which is really popular these days for training dogs and cats and the like. And it worked really well in our cat to train it to use the toilet. So that made me think that we might be able to use it on crows.
Because you taught your cat to use the toilet. That's another segment for another time.
Yeah.
Okay, so explain to me how this worked out. You gave the crows coins, then you took the coins away. Explain to me the methodology.
Okay, so it's four steps. And in the first two steps, we basically provide them with coins and peanuts and get them used to the machine. And then in the third step, we only give them coins, at which point that really frustrates them because they were getting really used to having the peanuts. So they bang around on the box until the coins fall down the hole underneath the food tray. And then we give them a peanut. And this goes on until they recognize that in order to get a peanut, they have to show up, get a coin, put the coin in the hole, and then get their peanut. And then eventually we stop giving them anything, and they have to look around, and they find the coins that we've scattered all around the machine. And that's where we see the difference between crows and other animals. Most other animals, like a squirrel, would hop up, you know, look around for peanut, leave, come back maybe half a dozen times, and then go off and play in traffic. But a crow will try and figure it out, and will usually hop down, grab a coin that we've scattered around, and then put it in the hole, at which point we give them a peanut.
So the crows took the mental leap.
Yep.
So which came first, the concept of the machine or your knowledge that crows were really smart and you wanted to test the limits of their brain power?
The concept, definitely. This actually came to me about 10 years ago at a cocktail party.
Boring party?
What was it?
Yeah. You have to give us more than
what
that.
What was going on at the party that made you think about this?
So me and a friend of mine were at this party rather late, and he was commenting that there were all these crows all over the place. This was in Seattle, and there are a lot of crows there. And he was saying that someone ought to go and kill them all because they're a big hassle. And I said that was crazy. Someone ought to tell them, you know, teach them to do something useful. And he told me that was impossible. And that really gets under my skin when people tell me something's impossible. So
I understand that. So then did you go about researching crows?
You know, it started off as just sort of this idle fancy where I started paying attention to them in the, you know, in the parks and whatnot a little bit. And then I'd notice an article. And, you know, then eventually I started, you know, I picked up a book at Barnes & Noble, and then I found myself in the library. It just sort of snowballed.
So one of the things I found is I went down the same crow rabbit hole, sort of, that you did, researching crows, is that in terms of their size of their brain to their body, mm-hmm. compared to other living beings, other animals, birds, mammals, it's huge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's equivalent to the chimpanzee.
Wow. So why hasn't anybody harnessed crows before? Are they ornery?
Well, they are ornery. That's definitely true. But I think the main thing is that for the longest time, scientists have believed that animals are deterministic, that they're machines, and that they just go through their programming. And if you do something outside of that programming, then they won't be able to handle it.
But the crows, and also my research on crows, that they're skill makers, they're tool makers, and that they can also be quite manipulative. Did you see that in your study?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty wild, actually. One crow that we've been working with in Brooklyn, named Pepper, will try and steal things from you. And if you don't notice, then he'll parade back and forth in front of you with the item until you do notice and get upset. And then he'll fly away so he can laugh at you. And he actually does laugh at you.
So one thing, I want to go back to your experiment. You said that you ultimately get to the crows to the point. They're smart, and they realize, oh, if I pick up this shiny thing on the ground and I put it in this vending machine, I'm going to get a peanut, something to eat. Could they actually tell the difference between various coins?
I don't see why not. We know Dr. Marzloff at University of Washington has done experiments where he's taken a regular paper bag of garbage and put it, you know, your normal paper bag of garbage, put it on the lawn, and then put a McDonald's bag with garbage and put it on the lawn. And the crows go to the McDonald's bag 9 times out of 10.
Wow.
So if they've got brand loyalty, I can figure out.
We're talking to Josh Klein, who's a self-described hacker of technology, social networks, and otherwise unexploited systems. He presented at TED a vending machine for crows and made the people in the audience, I guess you made them believers, that crows could figure out how to use this vending machine. All right, so how do you extrapolate your findings into some bigger, greater good?
The idea that all this is grounded in is that there are all these synanthropic species. That's species that have adapted to human ecologies. And that includes like rats and cockroaches and raccoons and all these, pests. And what we're doing is we're trying to kill them off because they're rather a hassle. But in doing so, we're effectively breeding them for parasitism. So, you know, cockroaches are becoming more immune to our poisons, and rats are becoming really responsive breeders. The idea that I had was that we ought to put systems in place that are mutually beneficial so that we can establish some sort of positive equilibrium with these species.
So what would be a positive? How would you harness the crow's powers for a positive?
Well, you could train them to pick up garbage after a big stadium event, for example, or maybe sort for valuable electronic components amongst discarded electronics, or, you know, there's even potential for search and rescue.
Search and rescue of?
People. It turns out that crows can recognize individuals.
Really?
Yeah. They did this project some years ago at University of Washington where some grad students went out and captured some crows on campus and weighed them and measured them and whatnot and let go of them. And we're delighted to discover that for the rest of the week, whenever those individual students would walk through campus, the crows would raise a big ruckus and fly around and cause trouble. They were not so delighted when this went on all the way through the next month, and then after summer break, and then after they graduated and came back much later. So now all the students on campus that are studying crows are doing so with a big wig and a giant mask.
So we've learned that crows are manipulative, a little bit stalkery,
and can save the world.
And can save the world,
that's
possibly.
Right. Don't date the crows. Just let them save you.
Josh Klein is inventor of the crow vending machine. We'll link to some cool video of your work on our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks a lot, Josh.
Thank you.
Thanks, Josh.